How the Everything Store won the Everything War. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Lily Jamali. When Jeff Bezos left Wall Street to start Amazon in 1994, the most common question he got was, "What's the internet?" Fast forward to today, and Amazon is, of course, the country's leading online retailer. In 2022, the company made up almost 38% of the U.S. e-commerce market. Walmart, its closest competitor, made up just over 6%, according to Insider Intelligence. In her new book, The Everything War, The Wall Street Journal's Dana Mattioli documents the tactics she says have allowed Amazon to dominate.
You know, the book chronicles pervasive situations where different teams at Amazon are helping themselves to data from sellers on the site or others that they could then use to reverse engineer their own best hits for Amazon's brands. And I could go into an example of that, what happened with Trader Joe's.
Yeah, let's talk about that. You write about a Trader Joe's executive who moves over to Amazon, gets hired there, and is pressured to reveal trade secrets about that chain's snacks, specifically which ones are the most popular. And you write, for 6 months, the employee's manager hounded her for information about Trader Joe's best-selling products. She tried to deflect, but the pressure kept ratcheting up. There's even a demand that the employee email documents she had retained from her old job. Is that kind of thing pretty common at Amazon?
The pressure that these employees are under at Amazon is at a level I haven't seen anywhere else in corporate America. You know, I've covered companies in some respects for nearly 18 years at the Wall Street Journal, and employees on that private label team tell me that this was pretty emblematic of the pressure they were under. And in this scenario, the employee that was hired wasn't really told what she'd be working on when she was brought to Amazon. She starts at the job, and little does she know that before she's even there, the managers had pitched this new private label brand that would copy the top 200 items at Trader Joe's, but they couldn't figure out what they were. So her first week at headquarters, she kind of hilariously stumbles upon this conference room that has brown paper covering the windows and the doors, and it looks kind of cryptic. So she walks inside and sees all the Trader Joe's food stacked up high. And to your point, yes, from there, she is pressured to share whatever she has retained from her prior employment, which is obviously a very uncomfortable spot to be put in.
Yeah, and one of those pieces of documentation is sales from her old job. And then it turns out someone at Amazon complains about the ethics of using that data, because, of course, it is the property of a different company in this case. So Amazon actually fires the employees that were using this proprietary data. And while the company responded appropriately, as you write in this case, I wonder what you think that incident says about the culture of the place, the pressure that you say executives place on employees.
Yeah, you see time and time again, there's some like shocking anecdotes in the book where it is the pressure of different mechanisms at Amazon, whether it's stack ranking or the bottom 6% of employees are cut every year. So you're kind of fighting to keep your job or getting to your, you know, restricted stock units because pay is backloaded, that it causes some employees to do things or whatever they can to stay ahead and keep their jobs. And, you know, there's examples of that throughout the company for sure.
We'll be right back.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's a speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Marketplace Tech. I'm Lily Jamali. We're back with Dana Mattioli, author of the new book, The Everything War. We spoke about Amazon CEO Andy Jassy, who took over from founder Jeff Bezos in 2021. What has been the defining feature, if there is one, of the Jassy era at Amazon?
Well, Jeff and Andy are very different personality-wise. You know, when we talk about the culture in Amazon, a lot of it stemmed from Jeff. You know, there's examples in the book where he could be pretty pugnacious. He wants to fight back. He tells his team to punch back when the company is criticized by the media or government relations. And they had this like kind of combative stance or scorched earth. Andy seems much more diplomatic. He more even measured and even keeled. People view him as, you know, an operator, whereas Jeff was more of the visionary founder. So we're definitely seeing a different tone come from the top, even in the way that each of them has handled government relations very differently. Mm-hmm. You know, Andy has made an effort with legislators. He's, you know, done the rounds on the Hill. Jeff, early on in his career, told the head of government relations, hey, if I wanted to do these things, I wouldn't have hired you. So there's just like an antipathy to DC relations from the company that didn't really serve it very well. But you're seeing some of those maybe own goals being reversed a bit.
Yeah. Well, it seems like it's appropriate to have someone with a bit more of a knack for government relations at this moment in the company's history. Of course, Amazon's dealing with this antitrust crackdown from the Federal Trade Commission, which is now run by longtime Amazon critic Lina Khan. So the FTC sued Amazon in September, alleging that the company is an illegal monopoly. And the company says these allegations are wrong. Misleading is another word that they use. They argue that these business practices have meant lower prices for consumers. But let me ask you this. Has that legal action changed at all the way the company operates from what you can tell?
Maybe around the margins, they've done some things to relax some of their practices. For instance, they got rid of a contractual obligation for sellers to have the lowest price on Amazon. People were fearful of having a lower price elsewhere and having punitive action taken against them. For the most part, I would say it's business as usual. You know, Andy Jassy, the current CEO, has told his team, even though regulators are saying the company's too big, he's telling them that the company's not big enough. We could be a $10 trillion company. So they're still finding areas where they could grow into, like things like AI or healthcare or satellites that are newer areas for them where they think that they could continue growing.
Yeah, growth is such a huge part of the theme here at the company, but also in your book. And I actually got to speak with another avid chronicler of Amazon, Bloomberg's Brad Stone, 3 years ago about the company's next chapter. He told me then the future of Amazon is more Amazon. So more growth, more Amazon trucks in our neighborhoods, more physical stores. That was in 2021. Do you think that's still the case today?
You know, this lawsuit is the big X factor. If they were not to succeed, then Brad's absolutely right. And he was definitely prescient in saying that back then. This lawsuit, you know, won't pan out for another few years. We won't see it go to court until 2026. So, yeah, I think Amazon would like to behave as if the future of Amazon is more Amazon, but it really hinges on whether the regulators here get their way. If the FTC is successful, if they could force a breakup of the company, the future of Amazon might not be more Amazon.
That was Dana Mattioli, author of the new book, The Everything War. We have posted an excerpt of Dana's new book on our website, marketplacetech.org. Jesus Alvarado produced this episode. I'm Lily Jamali, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.